Wednesday night, end of day, third way. How about Motti Poison?
Okay, so, Tu B'Shvat, Hegia. Sorry, Chamish also B'Shvat. Now, the Mishnah says, Arba Rosh Hashanah, there's four Rosh Hashanahs. And people sometimes think that, you know, they affiliate Rosh Hashanah with what we do on Rosh Hashanah. Someone told me today, on Tu B'Shvat, there's Rosh Hashanah for the trees. So he sends me the apple, dips himself in the honey, and takes a bite. Because obviously Rosh Hashanah, the fruits are not blowing shofar. It's a different type of Rosh Hashanah that we have, that they have. Rosh Hashanah really means it's the beginning of the year, the beginning of the Cheshbon. You can have a beginning of year. 5th of April is also Rosh Hashanah. It's Rosh Hashanah for tax. Every different element of life has a different Rosh Hashanah. So just like the 5th of April is Rosh Hashanah for that, and you got other Rosh Hashanahs, there's different Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah of Tu B'Shvat doesn't mean the fruits don't go through any process like we do. They don't get judged. It's not that sort of, it's not a din. We have a deal on our Rosh Hashanah. But their Rosh Hashanah just means it's the new cycle. What's the new cycle? There's many halachas by fruit. Trumas, Maestras, Orla, loads of halachas. Masechtas of halachas. And, for example, Orla. We know it's 3 years, the 4th year is Yerushalayim. When do you start? Not the day you plant it. It starts with Tu B'Shvat. I mean, if you were to plant the fruit, we're going to add on a bit of time because it takes time to take root. Let's say 2 weeks ago you planted an apple. And tonight you plant an apple. So you plant 2 apples, 1 2 weeks ago, 1 tonight. In 2 years' time, the one you planted 2 weeks ago you can eat. Because it's 2 weeks, today's second year starts. It starts a new Cheshbon on Tu B'Shvat. So you planted 2 weeks ago today, starts the 2nd year. Next to B'Shvat, the 3rd year. In 2 years' time, in 2 weeks, you can eat it. Whereas the apple you planted tonight, you'll wait 3-4 years. Rosh Hashanah always starts the new, it comes in a block of a year, starting Tu B'Shvat, ending Tu B'Shvat. So whatever happens beforehand, when it hits here, that's finished date year one. Just like there's a Rosh Hashanah for kings. What does that mean? You hear a king reign 33 years. If he becomes king the day before Rosh Hashanah le'melachim, the next day, he's done a year. Why? Because there's a cut-off point for years. So that's really Tu B'Shvat. It's not really a din on the fruit. Fruits don't get judged. You know, do they behave and how much is going to grow? That's dependent on us. How much fruit we're going to have. They don't get judged at all. The exciting bit of Tu B'Shvat, of course, is the B'Dozi Techno. That's the very exciting part because it's got a din of a Yom. It's not really a Yom Tov, but it's a Rosh Hashanah. So it's got an element of difference to it. Therefore, we don't say Techno on Tu B'Shvat. And because like every day starts in the night, Mincha already, because it's Erev, we already don't say. Shabbos would be also Chos and Kala getting married, also do it fast. Many different the regular halachas that all apply on a day of Simcha. As the famous Bnei Soscha brings down to Davin for a Esrug, because it's interesting. It says the Mishnah says Rosh Hashanah le'Ilon. Why le'Ilon? Should be le'Ilon Nois. He was Ilon. Ilon doesn't mean Elon Musk. What's Ilon? Le'Ilon Nois. Ah, because there's one tree. Which tree? Esrug. That's the Ilon. And therefore, it's funny because really Esrog is different to other fruits in many respects. And then there are certain halachas, there's a difference between Ha'et and Hadoma. The Hadoma doesn't have Rosh Hashanah now, they have a different time of year. And the Esrog goes with Hadoma fruits for a lot of different halachas. So it's a bit interesting to call it Rosh Hashanah Le'ilam, referring to the Esrog tree, and he's the only one that doesn't really go on Tu B'Shvat. But there are certain halachas that does go on Tu B'Shvat. The Esrog is an interesting one. Now the minhag is, the Magen Avraham brings down, there's an old minhag. Sorry?
Why is it?
Because
now
is it? He says because it says Elon. It's a Bnei Soscha's Kabbalistic work. So there's no. And no one else brings it down. It's an interesting thing, and I can't tell if it works. But he says it, and it's an interesting idea. So, you know, you're down for an Esrog. Hopefully, your good Esrog means a good Esrog in price as well. So, it might be that. Yeah, look, a lot of these things get unearthed over time. I don't think 50 years ago people knew about this so much, but these things become popular. People now, Rosh Hashanah, Leilon, Tu B'Shvat, it's becoming a big day. Down for Esrog, why not? What is the most famous is the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham brings down, there's a minhag between Marbeh v'Pirus. Now, Marbeh v'Pirus means Marbeh, more. It's famous that Rav Eliashiv used to have a fruit every day after supper. And then it was dessert or health, but every fruit, every night, one night an apple, one night tangerine, one night orange, one night grapes. And on Tu B'Shvat, he used to ask his wife to bring another fruit, or the same, another one. 2 apples, or if he has a tangerine, 2 tangerines, marabah. I normally have 1, now I'm going to have 2. Marbe just means more. He didn't do the 15 fruits or 37 fruits or 96 fruits. Marbe means more. That's really the Indian. It's not halacha. People want to know today. People call me up. Halacha. It's not halacha. It's an Indian. It's a minig maybe. It's not. So chiyuv. It's a nice thing to do. People get make pierced tish. It's beautiful. You know why not? There's no halacha. There's a lot more important halachas that need to be kept long before this. An Indian marbe beers. So you have as many as you want. You don't need to have. So once 1 year he had 14. Relax, you know, it's a minute. But we give a lot of emphasis to it because why not? It's a lot of fun and we have our fruits. We don't need to have Hadamah fruits, obviously. There are a lot of fruits which are a bit of a shy of the Hadamah whites. Even bananas are not so simple. Strawberries, passion fruit, papaya, many different berries, all different types of berries, strawberries. A lot of them is a machlok rishonim. If it's Eitz Hadamah, people don't realize that because we know bananas are Hadamah, strawberries are Hadamah, papaya, a lot of people say are Eitz. It's not so simple. A lot of these things is a machlokus. Generally, there is an accepted minhag, but you should know that a lot of things are subject to machlokus. Rav Victor Miller points out that, of course, as he famously does, you know, I always like to do this, ask people, you see, an apple tree. So where did this come from? Inside the apples, a little brown seed. Put in the ground, it germinates and it sort of goes moldy. And then, where does this tree come from? This big trunk of wood, you need to dig down in the mud. You think underneath, dig far enough, you'll find wood, trees, you'll find fruit, a whole stock of fruit, and they're pushing them up. It's amazing, this little brown seed has in it all the apparatus and all the DNA to create as many apples as you can ever imagine for eternity, because the cycle keeps going on. This little tiny, tiny seed, you think the flies are where? It's earth. Earth is dirty, brown, smelly, nothing. It doesn't do anything to earth. Nothing. And water and sunlight. And with that, this little seed becomes a big tree. And off the tree grows fruit. And then the flies are where? Fruit. Apples, they grow green to be mingled into the leaves. So no one should eat them by mistake. When they're ripe, how do you know they're ripe? They start flashing, they go red. And then they fall down. Now on the tree they never get infestation really. There's no worms can't get up there. They fall down, and you'd think after 10 years you'll have a whole collection of apples. No, the worms get to it, it turns rotten. What happens to it? It turns back to mud. It's like Adam, chalasa mi'ofa, soifa mi'ofa. It's an amazing system that Rosh Hashanah made. And that's just apples. You know, tangerines and bananas and apples. And there's so many different fruits, each one's got a segment of juice. Every orange is where does the orange come from? The mud? And the little packets of juice all packed up neatly, all lined. It's amazing. If you think about what goes on with fruit, it's unbelievable. You know, someone said to me, when the Yidden came to Eretz Yisrael the first time, they couldn't believe their eyes. The wheat is growing out of the ground. Imagine that. It comes out from Shemayim bread every day, that's what's normal. It comes out of the ground. Whatever you're used to, that's normal. You know, this recorder suddenly had a baby, you'd be shocked. But if a person had a baby, that's fine. So he says, brings a million on Dumashra is the time where we celebrate the fruit. You think about it, every fruit and what goes into it, the brilliance. He says, there's not a single fruit in the world where the under of the peel is a nice colour. They all have like an orange, they have no colour, but there's no real peel. But why is it like that? Because who cares what it looks like underneath? The whole thing is that it should look nice and bright outside, attractive to pick it and eat it. Many different elements you go through on fruit, and Dumashra has taken the time to. You have to be careful because we want to do this Indian. As we said, it's a minig, it's not halacha. And with that, we don't want to be over anything. And you've got to be careful for trumas and maestros, arla, and all these different shalikhans. You have to know what's going on. Shmitya, you've got the other problems. Taloim, 5, 6 lavim on every single insect. So if you're not sure, when in doubt, do without. Don't be over any issa. For this minig, you can't justify it like that. So you've got to be careful to make sure all your fruit is legitimate and not from Eretz Israel. One of the shops was asking, why do all the religious choose boycott Israel? It's a long story, I can't explain. But yeah, if you're not sure, don't buy it for it's not going to take whatever it is. But be aware that these problems do exist and you don't want to get into any trouble. Shekhionu is a very tricky one. People always wonder about Shekhionu. Very tricky, Shekhionu. Why is it tricky? Because there's different tanoim you've got to have. Firstly, it's got to be a seasonal fruit. Seasonal fruit means it grows during certain seasons. We all know there's a famous fruit called the Esrog, where the Mishnah says it's Dor B'Ilon. Mishana Lashana. The Esrog sits on the tree the whole year. It grows in the summer, the winter, the spring, or any time of year, boom, an Esrog can surface. They don't do it nowadays because they want to make sure they market them at a certain time of year. If it starts growing and Purim, you've got an Esrog, nothing to do with it. So they've changed this with chemicals to make sure that every year, at all time, they've got loads of Esrog, given the rest of the winter they grow. But really, in its innate state, an Esrog grows any time of year. So an Esrog, you can't say Shekhionu. The only time you say Shechel on Esrog is when you shake it. So a fruit's got to be seasonal. A. B, it's got to be a fruit. There's not. If they bring it, it's always available. You don't notice it. The Shechel on a fruit, people make a mistake. It's not that for the simch of the fruit. It's the simch of the season. See, wow. Oranges are available again. It must be the winter. And I'm alive and well and healthy and happy, Baruch Hashem. The orange represents the time. Wow, Shechionu came on, it's the winter. Just like, you know, it happens with anything. Purim comes. Purim not just yesterday. Wow, it's a whole other year. You're grateful to Hashem, everything's good. So fruit, also do that because they're seasonal. They only come a certain time of year. It reminds you of that. But if they're always available in the shop, that impact never hits you. So then you get the question, what's called available? It won't be available in the regular shops, some fruit. But you go a little bit further, you go to Marks Spencer, you go to specialized shops, you can get them. And this is a very grey one. What's called a clear shechionu for fruit?
Not like a shechionu, something that's not for a year.
If it's always available, you haven't had to know. It's got to be that it reminds you of a new season. Wow, it's a back in season. So now there are fruits which you don't see in the regular shops. But you drive 5 minutes, you would see it. What's that? These are questions that it's not very clear answers to. Some fruits are wild and they're never available. To which they bring them in. But yeah, if it's seasonal, you'll check. Comes from Jamaica, it's not seasonal, it doesn't help you. But if it's seasonal and you don't have it, then yeah, that'll be a legitimate shechionu. But shechionu is a tricky one. Another halacha which is not so well known about any food really, but it's again a lot of fruit, is there's a mitzvah of netilas yadayim, not only for bread, but also for any food which is wet with one of the zayin mashke. Which means you have, and you eat it with your fingers. Corn on the cob is wet. Comes, boil it, eat corn on the cob, unless you put it on the barbecue. It could be, isn't it? Not oh, there's a machalikas we showed him about this. There was Shacharach says you don't make a bracha. So you've washed without a bracha. The Mung of Ram brings there is a color, people are makel. So I don't mean the chassidim go with this Mung of Ram and they attack a very makel with the Tizidam for these sort of things. But Mishbura says you should be chayish for it. So if you do it, you have bracha mitzvah.
Any food or food?
Any food. Any food in the world which is eaten with your fingers, for us it's everything, right? No, it's generally eaten with your fingers, A, and B, it's wet with one of the Zion mashkin. So ketchup won't count. But if it's wet, so you got apple, it falls on the floor. Or if you don't, you wash it, or if you don't wash it, it falls on the floor. Oh, so you wash it now, you wash it. Boom. At my house tonight, we cracked a coconut, it was very exciting. It took a long time till it cracked. And then all the brown went inside. So we washed it, I was like, oh, okay, it's time now. You could place it on something that's never ever wet. You wash a jelly bean. That could be because it's not the normal to wash it. But fruits often are very often, fruits and veg are very often wet. You take, I don't know, some really. Oh, so it's got to be Zayin Mashkin. So, yeah, but oh, Shemen means olive oil. So if you want to use olive oil.
Use it before.
Oh, very good. Also, it depends, but see them. I think generally it's with a fork. I got they don't, but it's a food that's with a fork. And also, it's got to be tefech on the side, properly wet. Bit of moisture, you've got a cake and it's not really baked and it's a bit damp and there's water. That's not, none of it's properly wet. So it's very good for fruit and veg, that's the classic. You have people have carrots, you know, they're on a diet and they keep popping carrots in their mouth. So they take it, they rinse it. But like I said, it's a no bracha and it is a machlokes and the others will make all this. But the Mishmura goes with it and the pashas is to take a wash. Anything which is going to be wet as a mashkim and eaten with your fingers. Generally, know you. The velt eats with their fingers. Then you come to stamp to the Hilchos Brachos. Fruit always needs a bracha in the meal. Why do we need a bracha in the meal? People make a mistake about dessert. Yeah, always have dessert. Shulchan Aruch doesn't say about always and always. Shulchan Aruch says a food which is there to fill you up, eaten in the sphere, to fill you up, such a food doesn't need a bracha. A food which is generally eaten not in the sphere, that means this food is not something you get full on. It's eat as a nash, you want to have something geschmack. But that sort of food, you do make a bracha on any meal. What was the classic example back then, going back 500 years, the time of Shulchan Aruch, was a fruit. There was no ice cream and jelly beans and chocolate. I don't know how they lived. But there was fruit. So fruit, no one has a meal of fruit. If you do, then it'll be different. But seeing as a fruit, you're not eaten as a meal. That's why you realize you have an olive in the meal. Today we don't make it, it could be much more different. Well, they didn't used to have vegetables and fruit so much in the meals. But today you don't make a hate on an olive. Olive is a fruit. But don't realize that. Yeah, olive. Olive's a fruit. But it's the type of fruit you have in the meal, like avocado. But a fruit which you don't have in the meal, generally, you don't eat it on your bread like apples and tangerines, you would make a hate in the meal. If you have a shy, like someone asked me tonight, when they ate, before they first ate some olives, then they washed. These are very complicated halachas. Never do that. If you're going to eat something for the meal, you come in, there's a bit of kugel, you eat it, then you say, oh, there's pizza, oh. Make barnavoshes, and then I'm going to eat. So I'm ready to get to buy a bris, plug it to a bris, and they have some cake, and they say, oh, come save the suda. Then you want to wash. You've got big problems with the alamichya. So, because you're going into a hamoitzi meal, mazonis is like hamoitzi in some respects. Whenever you have something before the meal, you're about to wash, bench. You have kiddush, bench, and then wash. Don't wash and say, oh, I forgot, now what? Because it gets very complicated. But fruit, generally speaking, you'd make a bracha even in the meal. I once by a very choshvid, there was someone eating and he was having his dessert with challah. Because Shulchan Aruch says, if you have a meal of fruit and eat with bread, you don't make a bracha. Because that's your whole meal, and eating with bread. You're eating his ice cream with this challah. So this Rav said to him, you don't have oil mazeh, you don't have oil mabah. It doesn't taste good and it's the wrong thing to do anyway. Now some people take it to it, but it's a bit of a chiddush because then Shulchan Aruch told him about your whole meal is fruit. But generally speaking, your whole meal is not fruit, you would make ha'et on your fruit. Okay, so we're running out of time, we'll get straight to Hilchos Brachos. It gets complicated. I don't know a simple solution, how to remember it, but I'll give you the best ideas I can come up with. When you have fruits, kedima b'brachos, people aren't always aware of this, kedima b'brachos. Kedima b'brachos, you've got to always first question what do you have. There's two options. Either you have ha'et fruit, or you have ha'et and hadamah. So either you've got apples, and grapes, and tangerines, that's just ha'et. So your shayla is no bracha to make, I'm making ha'et, that's no shayla. I'm only making ha'et. What's the shayla? Which food gets the bracha? Because the one I made the bracha is the most kosher, that's the one I eat first. There's another shayla now, I've got apples and grapes and tangerines and bananas and pineapple. So I have two shaylas here. A, which bracha comes first, ha'et or adama? Once I've established that, the next shayla is, let's say for whatever reason ha'et comes first, fine. Now what do I make ha'et on, the apple or the grapes? Always two different sukkahs. When you have one type of food, just ha'etz, so you're making one bracha, so all I'm doing is one bracha, I'm just making ha'etz. The shayla is which food is zoicha to get the ha'etz on, then you follow the shin shin ches. The best way to remember it is Shmir Shabbos Kilchaseh, but Kilchaseh with the kof, is Shmir Shabbos Chilchaseh. Because you got shin shin ches, and the problem is shin shin, which shin is which, I don't know a simple solution to remember that either. Because Shiv Saminim, Shalim, Chaviv. I don't know if it's a simpler way. There should be, but there isn't. Shalom always stays in the middle. Remember, Shalom is a nice, complete thing in the middle. So Shiv Zaminim, Shalom Chomet. So you've got your fruit. So first comes Shiv Zaminim. And in Shiv Zaminim, you've got olive, dates, grapes, figs, pomegranate. You've got the order of the Shiv Zaminim. Also, people come with all sorts of ways of remembering that. Olives, dates, don't tell me. Only Donald, good. Something, I don't know what it was, but after another 4 years, I don't know what we're going to do for that. I don't know what the simple reason is, but olives, dates, grapes, figs, pomegranates, and you've got to do that order too. So, Shiv Zaminim. Should there be no Shiv Zaminim, it's only apples and tangerines, then you go with Shalim, and then you go with Shalim, then you go with Chaviv. However, when you've got two foods, Ha'et and Adama, and the Shaila is a different Shaila, which bracha comes first, then you take the whole thing and flip it around. So, Shalim remains in the middle. Always remember, Shalom is peace, it stays in the middle and makes Shalom for everyone. Easy way to remember it, Shalom. But you flip around, Chaviv would come first. So Chaviv tells me which bracha comes first. This thing's Chaviv, that thing is Ha'et, fine, Ha'et wins. Now making Ha'et, different Shaila. I'm making Ha'et now. Hadama is in 5 minutes. I'm making Ha'et now. Want to make Ha'et, which to make Ha'et on? All the way around, Chaviv tells me bananas. Bananas is Chaviv. Fine, I'm making Hadama. Then you work out the Shaila, what's Hadama go on? There's a whole trick here with when you've got the famous shayla, when you've got dates, grapes, apples and bananas, and you've chavis with bananas. It's a complicated shayla, we don't know how we're going to have time for it. But that's generally the rule by these things. However, if it's something you're not eating now, I'm eating grapes now, and really I like bananas better, but I'm not eating bananas now, or banana later, then there's no shayla. It's only when you have the dilemma of the whole basket in front of you, then you have to work out what's your shayla, what you're doing, and that's the order of the brachas. Okay.
Once you go
to the
government, you just go
ahead.
I'm going to go